This is episode 2426 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day three. This week, the theme we're exploring is all about using meditation remedies to help you overcome some of life's top stressors. So far, we have explored how to feel more connected to your life's purpose. Also, you explored fear, how to manage fear with meditation in yesterday's episode. Today, you're going to be guided in a highly requested meditation, how to grieve. I've recently received many messages from you letting me know that you are grieving the loss of loved ones. And I want to share with you a powerful breathing technique today. This is a breathing technique from Jack Kornfield on jackkornfield.com. It's an audio called A Meditation on Grief. It was so beautiful. I thought I would share this same remedy for grief with you. And I want to know how your challenge is coming along this week. This week, you are on a quest to listen. Listen to what your body is revealing to you. When you're still and calm, and you get in tune with your body sends messages to your brain, and this allows you to monitor your thoughts and also to help you feel your emotions more deeply, which is one way to heal your emotions. To make yourself nice and comfortable, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is Mindful and Modern. They are my favorite meditation cushions. I meditated for years with a pillow from my sofa or my bed, and I would scatter pillows on the floor because I like to meditate on the floor to cushion my knees and ankles, those joints that can fall asleep as you meditate. Mindful and Modern has a really soft cushion that's rectangular. It has a velvet cover, which makes it really comfortable. And then I sit on a round cushion on top of that rectangular cushion. I like that this company is mindfully based. In fact, you can listen to an interview with one of the co-founders of Mindful and Modern in the series Unlock Your Hidden Potential. Mindful and Modern took a lot of time to get their meditation cushions right. They are beautifully aesthetic, and they are filled with either 100% cotton batting or natural buckwheat holes. This makes them very comfortable. And even if you sit on your bed or in a chair when you meditate, especially as you do this grief meditation, keep in mind that when you sit at the edge of a cushion, it allows you to keep your spine aligned so you don't slump over or overarch your back. And this is really important when you're meditating to help you keep focused and uplifted. So if you are looking for a new meditation cushion for comfort or to treat yourself, you can receive a 15% discount off your entire order at checkout at mindfulandmodern.com when you enter the code MEDITATEDAILY. Now I'd like you to settle yourself down comfortably and get ready to release sadness and grief. I want to share with you a message from one of your fellow meditators who requested this meditation. This is from Christina from Toronto, Canada. She says, "I don't know how I would have managed the grief of my mother dying this year if it weren't for my meditation ritual. I felt lost and alone and like I couldn't breathe. I've now found my way out of the darkness by sitting and inner stillness. Thank you so much, Christina, for sharing your journey. And grief, according to Qigong in Chinese medicine, is considered to be harbored in your lungs. The color is white. The element is metal. And many people do feel as though they can hardly breathe when they are in grief. So I invite you to lay your hands on your chest, both hands or one hand, and begin to notice yourself breathe. As you breathe, feel the breath in your abdominal area. When you inhale, feel your stomach gently rise upward. And as you exhale, feel it sink back downward, keeping your hands on your chest, trying to keep your chest still, breathing from your belly. This is the way you may breathe when you do yoga. This is the best way to oxygenate your body, and that's what you so badly need as you grieve. Take your time and let your feelings come layer by layer, a little at a time. I'm guiding you now from Jack Kornfield's meditation. Take time to create an atmosphere of support within your mind. Reflect on what you are grateful for. Become present to what is within you. As you continue to breathe, bring to mind the loss or the pain you are grieving. Let the story, the images, the feelings come naturally. Hold them gently. Breathing softly and compassionately. Let whatever feelings are there, pain and tears, anger and love, fear and sorrow, come as they will. Touch them gently. Let them unravel out of your body. Breathe and hold it with tenderness and compassion. Kindness for you and for others. Releasing the grief you carry takes time. It arises in waves, and gradually, with growing compassion, there comes more space around it. Trust this process. It follows the natural intelligence of your heart and body. Sit in stillness for as long as you need to.